You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome back to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Shawnee Russell. Today we're talking about something real. Not theory, not judgment, not perfection. We're talking about meat cravings. Because if we're honest, whether you're pre-vegan, newly vegan, or even years into the lifestyle, cravings can still show up. And when they do, a lot of people feel guilt. But here's the truth. Cravings are not a moral failure. They're neurological patterns. So let's break this down. Number one, habit loops. There's a concept in behavioral psychology called the habit loop. It was popularized by Charles Duhigg, but it's rooted in decades of research. A habit loop has three parts: cue, routine, reward. Let's say it's a Sunday afternoon, football's on, that's the cue. The routine might be wings or burgers. The reward is satisfaction, comfort, maybe even connection. After years of repetition, your brain wires that loop together. The cue alone can trigger the craving. It's not about protein. It's about pattern recognition. Your brain is efficient. It sees a cue and says, "We've done this before. Let's do it again." That's all a craving often is, a well-practiced loop. The good news, habit loops can be rewritten. You don't eliminate the cue. You swap the routine while keeping the reward. Same football game, same social connection, different food. Over time, your brain updates the loop. Number two, dopamine triggers. Now let's talk chemistry. Dopamine is often called the pleasure chemical, but that's not quite accurate. It's more about anticipation than pleasure itself. When you eat something rich in fat, salt, and umami flavors, dopamine spikes. Meat products are often engineered, especially processed ones, to hit that sweet spot of salt, fat, and texture. Your brain remembers that spike. And here's the important part. Dopamine fires strongest when something is familiar and previously rewarding. So when you smell bacon, see a burger, or pass a barbecue spot, your brain goes, I know this. This gave us a reward before. That surge feels like desire. But the brain is adaptable. Research on neuroplasticity shows that new reward pathways can form when a new food consistently provides satisfaction. When you consistently enjoy plant-based meals that are flavorful and satisfying, your dopamine system recalibrates. You're not depriving your brain, you're retraining it. Number three, cultural nostalgia. Now we go deeper. For many people, meat isn't just food, it's memory. Family cookouts, holiday meals, cultural dishes, Sunday dinners, grandma's kitchen. When someone says they crave ribs or fried chicken, they're often craving belonging. Food is identity. And depending on your background, especially in communities where food is deeply tied to survival, celebration, or heritage, the attachment is layered. This is where the conversation needs nuance. You're not weak for feeling nostalgia. You're human. The key is separating the emotional meaning from the specific ingredient. Was it the turkey at Thanksgiving, or was it the laughter, the cousins, the music, the ritual? When you identify the real source of the emotional attachment, you can preserve the ritual while evolving the menu. Culture can adapt. Traditions can evolve. You're not abandoning your identity, you're expanding it. 4. Emotional attachment to food. Let's talk comfort. Stress increases cravings. Multiple studies show that when cortisol rises, people gravitate towards high-fat, high-calorie foods, often the foods they grew up with. Why? Because the foods were paired with safety at some point. As kids, if you got a burger after a tough week, your brain linked that taste to relief. Fast forward to adulthood, hard day, your brain searches its archive. What helped us before? And it pulls up that same food. This is emotional conditioning. But here's the empowering part. Emotional conditioning can be updated. You can create new associations. Maybe your new comfort ritual is a plant-based version of your favorite dish. Maybe it's cooking intentionally with music playing. Maybe it's community dinner nights with other vegans. You're not removing comfort, you're redefining it. Number five, how to rewire without shame. This is where a lot of people get it wrong. They think the key is willpower. It's not. The key is awareness and replacement.
Here are practical steps backed by behavioral science. 1. Identify the cues. When does the craving show up? Time of day, stress, social event? 2. Identify the real reward. Is it taste? Is it comfort? Is it connection? 3. Replace strategically. Don't replace randomly. Replace intentionally. And if you ever crave savory depth, explore mushrooms, lentils, fermented foods, smoked spices. Build flavor, not just substitution. 4. Reduce friction. If plant-based options aren't easily accessible, your brain will default to convenience. Keep satisfying options ready. 5. Drop the shame. Shame increases stress. Stress increases cravings. It becomes a loop. Curiosity breaks the loop. Shame strengthens it. If a craving happens, observe it like a scientist. Interesting, my brain is reaching for familiarity. That neutral tone gives you power. Final thoughts. Meat cravings are not proof that you need meat. They're proof that your brain is wired for efficiency and memory. Habit loops can be rewritten. Dopamine pathways can recalibrate. Culture can evolve. Emotional comfort can be redesigned. The goal isn't to suppress desire. The goal is to understand it. And once you understand it, you can reshape it. If you're on a journey towards plant-based living, be patient with your brain. It took years to wire those patterns. It'll take consistency to rewrite them. But the science is clear. Change is possible. And you don't have to hate yourself into becoming who you want to be. You can educate yourself into it. That's today's episode of the Vegans Explore podcast. If this helped you understand your own cravings a little better, share it with someone who's navigating that transition. We're building healthier habits, smarter systems, and stronger communities, one insight at a time. Once again, we are daily podcasts, so we'll see you tomorrow.